Welcome back, and that's Bob Marley, because on this day in 1945, he was born. One of the most important figures in music, in revolutionary thought and singing and poetry, Bob Marley was the voice of reggae, the voice of revolution, the voice of freedom. Born on this day in 1945, and we'll be hearing much of his music, Bob Marley and the Wailers, during the course of today's program. On this day, February the 6th in 1820, was the first organized emigration back to Africa. 86 African Americans left New York on the Mayflower of Liberia, bound for Sierra Leone. It was just one of those weird times in history where national sentiments, my people were tired of being discriminated against in America, and racists in this country who wanted black folks out created this move back, the Mayflower to Liberia. On this day in 1843, the Virginia Minstrels opened on Broadway on the Bowery Amphitheater in New York. This is the first blackface minstrel show using black vernacular, mimicking black talk. The racist shows began then in 1843, taking black culture, twisting it into blackface, and creating an entire movement in this country of so-called theater that lasted well into the 20th century. On this day in 1904, 1,231 firefighters fought 30 hours to put out the Great Baltimore Fire, which gutted downtown. It started on this day, destroyed 1,500 buildings over 140 acres, and it was the beginning of the rebuilding of Baltimore after that fire. On this day in 1938, British women over the age of 30 got the right to vote. And on this day in 1919 began the Seattle General Strike. This was a huge strike. 60,000 people striking on this day, 32,000 longshoremen from across many unions for 6 days. Tens of thousands of workers took to the street, paralyzing Seattle. And it also became the moment when they decided two things happened. A, this was trying to break the back of the unions. Congress got into it to go after Bolsheviks, saying that they were undermining America. They were trying to cause a revolution. At the same time, this was like the beginning of the modern labor movement, one of the biggest strikes that led to the formation of some of the most powerful unions yet to be built in the United States of America. On this day in 1961, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, decided to have a new campaign out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Students, people who were arrested, refused to pay fines and requested jail sentences. They wanted to fill the jails, saying we're not going to give any money. The beginning of this incredible movement, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. On this day in 2000, the Second Chechen War begins. Russia captures Grozny in Chechnya, the capital of Chechnya, forcing the separatist Chechen Republic government into exile, shutting down the Chechen government. This is directly related in many ways to that and other historical periods that have led to the potential terror taking place at Sochi, with a Russian occupation of independent Muslim lands all throughout part of the Russian Empire in what's called became the Russian Empire. On this day in 1895, Babe Ruth was born. In 1911, on this day, Ronald Reagan, our 40th president, was born. As was in 1912, Eva Braun, who was the German mistress or wife of Adolf Hitler, was born. Tom Brokaw, the famous TV anchor, was born on this day in 1940. Also born on this day, Georgiana Tillman, singer, dancer, of course, of the great Marvelettes. We'll hear more of that during the course of the program. And on this day, passing away, another great musical figure in 1989, Jamaican sound engineer and producer King Tubby. He was shot in the street outside of his home, worked with Robbie Shakespeare, Sly Dunbar, Carlton Burnett, killed on this day. On this day in 1993, Arthur Ashe, the great American tennis player, died, as did Jack Kirby on this day in 1994, who was the comic book artist, writer, and editor who created Captain America. That's this day in history, February the 6th. To find out more, go to steinershow.org and read more about this day in history. And we'll be right back. And here's Bob Marley with Burnin' and Lootin'.